Hey everyone, I'm Emmanuel.
I'm Carly.
And I'm Jamidra.
And we're the hosts of
The Cooler,
your weekly dose of pop culture commentary. So, we have some news. We're going on hiatus. As are you, because it's the holiday season. But there's no reason to be sad because we are having mini episodes throughout December so that we don't leave you hanging.
Mm-hmm. They're bite-sized and perfect for snacking.
Yeah.
And we'll be back with the full meals in January.
Exactly.
So stay hungry, metaphorically and physically.
Stay hungry, my friends.
This miniature episode, in all its perfectly formed glory, is going to be all about the holidays, because the chances are that you're listening to this on a train or on a plane or maybe even a bus.
Wow.
Yeah. So
options.
Today we're going to talk about fun stuff like how to survive your family at the holiday season.
Necessary.
And also how to make flying a very pleasant experience. Actual real tips.
Is that possible to
yes,
make
a okay, I have I'm tips.
I'm looking forward to this.
So Emmanuel, start us off with how to survive family.
Oof. It's loaded. I'm picking my words carefully because my family members listen to this podcast.
I was just about to ask.
Names have been concealed to protect the innocent.
Exactly. So here's what I do. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always work. A, you think drinking is a good idea, but do not overdo it, because then you're going to pop off and say all the things you've been meaning to say. You don't see these people that often if you don't live at home.
These people?
How rude.
Yeah.
Incidentally, I refer to my children as these people often.
Yes, you do. I love it. So I usually try to hydrate and not drink too much, where I just tell my dad every single thing he needs to know about how I feel about him. It's not the time or place. I'm not going to ruin everyone's holiday. So drink in moderation, first point. B, help cook. You can focus on the food. And it puts everyone's attention onto something else that isn't, like, the issues between you.
Such a smart tip. Mm. Keep your hands busy.
Yes. And then it's like, oh, my God, thank you so much for making this thing for us. And there's just goodwill everywhere.
Nice.
And, oh, where'd you get this recipe? Talk about food. Something else my family does is we take a photo from the 80s and recreate it every year.
I was going to do that on Instagram. It's really fun.
Yeah. So we all focus our imaginations and creative energy on doing that together. And it's kind of a bonding moment. And it also lets you look back on simpler times where everyone got along always and things are cool.
Everything was wonderful.
So if you don't want to take a photo or recreate a photo, play a game. Like, just do something together that isn't fighting.
These are very useful, practical tips you're coming out with. I can't
wait
to hear the next one.
I usually go in ready with, like, three anecdotes for people who don't see me that often. They're like, what's going on? And if you just say, like, nothing, it's awkward. So for this year, I'm going to talk about this podcast, how exciting it is. I'm going to have to talk about my hair color because they're going to want to talk about it.
They are.
Mm-hmm. They're going to want to judge me and say I'm too old, but I'm not too old.
And for the listeners at home who can't see you right now, what color would you describe your current shade as?
Oof. I would say it's like a sunrise. Sunrise Kingdom.
I think
that's what
it's
I'm gonna say.
Like that pink stuff that you get at fairgrounds.
I was going to say cotton candy halo.
Cotton candy, there you go.
Right? I like it.
Thank you. My family will not, but...
Well, you're loved here, sir.
Thank you.
A safe space.
And my final point is, I was watching Master of None, Aziz Ansari's new show, which is great. And there's the second episode deals with immigrant parents. And it's all about how several of the characters go out to dinner with their immigrant dads. And you see some of those fathers' lives in the countries they came from and what they went through, but that it's not being communicated to the children. So there's no way for, like, first-generation kids like myself to really get the full brunt of how hard it was to pick themselves up, move to a new country, make it work. And I think even if my dad doesn't get me and doesn't like that I'm gay and we have all these issues about that, I'll never understand what he went through and what is shading his worldview. And so I just have to be empathetic to that and respect that and not try to change him, because my main thing is I don't want him trying to change me, so I shouldn't go with that same frame of mind with him and try to change him either. So I just need to respect who he is, he needs to respect who I am, and then we can move on from there. So those are my tips for how to deal with your parents or family or loved ones.
Those are really good too.
I liked them because they were personal but also very practical.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're getting a bit serious here, aren't we?
Which one will you use?
Cooking.
Cooking.
I cook all the time, like constantly, like 24/7. Just occupy those hands.
Yes.
Know?
I think the empathy piece.
Yeah.
If someone says something offensive, then you just go into the empathy mode, take a deep breath, mm-hmm. and let the empathy wash over you so you don't, as in the words of our president, pop off.
Yes.
Yes.
I love that we can say that now. As our president says.
To quote Barack Obama.
Yes.
Pop
if
off.
Somebody wants to pop off.
Yes. So Carly has some tips on how to make the best of being stuck in a plane for long periods of time. What do you got?
And Carly, before we start, tell us why you're the expert at flying.
I am a bird. I spend most of my life flying above the Earth's uh-huh. atmosphere. You may have deduced, guys, I'm not one of you.
What?
I know.
What do you mean?
I am from New York.
How could you? We thought you were a Malibu girl this whole time.
I am a citizen of the United Kingdom. And once or twice a year, I fly back. To see my family who still live in England. So I have this, I haven't got a name for my formula, but I'm just going to call it the formula with the capitalized.
With the TM on the
I was going to say, exactly. We had to trademark this.
Trademarked. I really want to share it with you guys because I am a champion sleeper on flights and it makes the world of difference. If you arrive and you haven't slept off a 11-hour flight from San Francisco to Heathrow, you're going to be exhausted, you're going to be crabby, and then it's going to lead into family problems of the kind that you then need Emmanuel Hapsis's tips for.
Mm-hmm.
But if you sleep on the flight, your life will be wonderful. So
all
here's
right.
how you do it. It's all about the carry-on. You need in your carry-on, number one, a big soft scarf. I'll explain later. Number two, noise-canceling headphones. Don't be cheap. Buy some good ones. Number three, PJs. Make sure they're soft. You can get them anywhere. Number four, moisturizer. Number five, Vaseline. You won't believe where that goes. Number six, Vicks Vapor Rub. You guys have that here, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Just checking. Number seven, a pillow. Number eight, a water bottle. Number nine, Benadryl. Ooh. Number 10, wet wipes.
Whoa.
And this is how you're going to use them.
Okay.
This is a serious like kit. Okay.
This is serious stuff. Okay. Honestly, this is the difference between you having a great family holiday and a dreadful family holiday.
Okay.
Number one, you're going to sit down on your plane. Wait till it takes off. Choose a movie. Choose a good one. Choose wisely. Maybe choose something you've seen before or something that came out in the multiplex, but you just didn't want to pay for the ticket. Don't watch Pride and Prejudice or Sense and Sensibility. I will just say that for personal reasons. Eat your dinner. Eat the lovely dinner they bring you. It's probably not lovely, but just choose wisely and eat it. Very important. Have a glass of red wine, preferably two. Make sure you drink your water with the red wine because otherwise you're going to get super dehydrated and you're going to feel terrible. You're going to have a headache. It's not going to help this sleeping plan. Right. Okay. You've had your dinner. You've had your wine. And the lights are going to go off if you're on a transatlantic flight. Finish up your movie. Reach into your carry-on bag. Take a Benadryl or two. I don't know what the legal dose is. Check that. Ask your doctor. This is important. Don't listen to some random woman on a podcast. Take that Benadryl. This is going to make you sleepy. Then take your little lovely carry-on bag to the restroom. Get in there like just as the lights are going off because otherwise you're going to be in the line with all the toddlers. So really like book it to that restroom, right? Now you're going to change. Put on your PJs. I know that seems weird. You're going to be that person wearing PJs on a flight. But believe me, when you're waking up refreshed, you will feel better. Put those PJs on. Take all that makeup off if you're wearing it. If you're not wearing makeup, still use the wet wipes just to wash your face and feel really good. And put a layer of moisturizer. I use Nivea. Other brands are available. Put an inch of moisturizer on your face. Put some Vaseline under your eyes. And also, this is really gross, put a little bit like up your nose.
What?
Ooh. Because the air in the aeroplane is so dry that you're going to get a really dry nose.
That's true.
I know it's disgusting, but it's true. Don't suffer a dry nose. Now, fill up your water bottle. You can also brush your teeth. I do, but it's not a necessary one. Now, go back to your seat. Now that you've spent 10 minutes changing, taking off your makeup and putting on moisturizer, the Benadryl will be taking effect.
Perfect timing.
It's an antihistamine, which has a side effect of drowsiness. Make sure, for God's sake, that you've got the drowsy kind. Otherwise, this isn't going to do anything.
Yeah.
Now, get back into your seat. Put your headphones on, your noise cancellers that you bought with your money. Arrange your cushion and then put your scarf over your head. Literally drape it over you like a tent. You will look stupid. You are the woman in PJs with a tent on her head. It doesn't matter.
That's brilliant.
Fall asleep for 7 hours.
Amazing.
This scarf is brilliant. The scarf over the face is absolutely brilliant.
It's wonderful. Oh. So guys, please try that over the holiday period. And if it works, tweet me.
Emmanuel, you want to try?
I'm going to try it, but I need to start shopping for all this stuff now.
You do.
Where should they tweet you?
You can tweet me personally at Teacup in the Bay, or you can tweet all of us at KQED Pop.
This whole conversation has made me really want us to have a live show in Greece or Miami, mm-hmm. like we talked about, because I just want to fly with you now and see this happen.
Honestly, it's like military precision.
I love it.
Okay, so we all know that we're going to be crammed in a house. Some of us are going to be very happy about that for the holidays with our relatives. And even though we all love our relatives, we do have those family members who bring the dish. And you know what I mean by the dish? That item of food that nobody wants to touch mm-hmm. or eat. So I've come up with 4 strategies for you to avoid eating the dish, air quotes, at this holiday season with your relatives.
And not to break in, could you just give me some examples of the dish?
Oh, okay. So listen, everybody does not know how to make potato salad correctly. So that is an item of the dish. Everybody does not know how to make casseroles correctly. So that can be a scary situation depending on who's making uh-huh. it. And some people like to think that they make good pies and desserts. Like, so my grandmother, you would say, everybody ain't able. Okay. So, tip 1, avoidance. Okay? If you can, avoid the dish at all costs. Suggestions. Pile as much edible food on your plate so that there's no room for the offending dish. And when Auntie Tish approaches you like, oh, have some of my insert dish here. Oh, you know what, Auntie? I have so much food on my plate. I'm going to have to come back for seconds.
Oh, well, so was.
Not. Okay.
Never coming back.
Tip 2. Feign an allergy or dietary restriction.
Yes.
Okay. Ask the host what the dish is made of. Then when they explain the ingredients, latch on to whatever ingredient is most believable. So like suggestions. You know, Aunt Trish, I really would try that insert awful dish here. However, I've been having these really weird stomach issues anytime I eat insert ingredient here. I mean, my stomach just, you know what? This is not appropriate conversation before dinner. Let's talk about something else.
Yes.
3, concealment. If you happen to have the food on your plate, what you can do is gradually sweep the food under another item. So like a roll, stuff it in a roll or under a roll, under the salad, right? Now, if the relative is watching you, you might have to take at least one bite just to appease them. But the rest of it, just sweep it under there gradually. You want to be smart about it, a little bit at a time so it looks like you're eating. And when you're done, just sweep it in the garbage can, go back for seconds. And 4, we talked about the childish tactic. Let's talk about the adult tactic. If all else fails and you have to eat it, drink. Wine can make almost anything taste palatable, and you'll end up with 1 or 2 things. 1, you won't barf, or you can tolerate it. Or 2, you'll pop off and you'll let Auntie know that you ain't eating it.
The dish is disgusting. Trish, I'm drunk because of your dish. You're
I'm
welcome.
Drunk, and I'm going to disrupt your ensuite bathroom later.
So that's what you do.
Okay, so we've given you, listener, so many tips for this holiday season. You are totally ready to deal with anything that comes your way. So show some love by leaving us a review on iTunes.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Ho, ho, ho. Or something.
Ding dong.